Welcome to afternoon yoga. Lie down on your mat and bring your knees up with your feet on the ground. Bring your hands to your belly. And if you like, you can put a pillow under your head. A good place to start is with the breath. So take a few moments with your breath. And here you are lying on your back in this shape, paying attention to your breath. Notice what is so for you in this moment, this breath, this position, this moment. In noticing your breath, notice if there's a nice, easy rhythm to your breath. And if there is a nice, easy rhythm, in your own way, slow the breath down. Slow down the letting go breath, the exhaling breath. Deepen your inhaling breath. A few rounds like that. You might even notice the rise and fall of breath in your belly. And after a few rounds of long, slow, deep breathing, pause at the end of your exhaling breath. And then there's the inhale and the exhale and pause. One, two, three. Inhale, exhale, pause. A few rounds like that, pausing at the end of the exhaling breath. And now you've taken some time to settle, invite an intention to arise for your yoga time this afternoon. Here's our first afternoon class. What would you like? And when you're ready to move, just make circles with your hands around your wrists. And bring the circles into your elbows. Bring the circles all the way up into your shoulders so you're moving your arms through space all around you. Just like that, beautiful. These are called mudras. Mudras are expressions of the heart. Often yogis will go into spontaneous mudras. And bring your mudra expression to a close, back into prayer, position in front of your heart. And just like we did yesterday, interlace your fingers. Take your elbows out to the side, rotate your palms up to the sky, and straighten your arms up. Like that. And take your arms over your head. And if you need to let go of the clasp, then do that. And bring your arms back up. Backs of your hands to your forehead. And release. And bring your hands back to prayer in front of your heart, this prayer gesture. Interlace the not so natural way. Take your elbows out to the sides. Rotate your palms. Press up. And take your arms over your head. And come on back. Exhale, backs of your hands to your forehead and release. And now bring your right knee into your chest. Take hold of your shin, give a gentle press. And if you have your belt handy, take your belt, put your belt around your foot, and take this right leg up to the sky. Like that. And if it feels okay, lengthen your left leg on your mat. And we'll just wait a minute till everybody gets here. And if you don't have a belt, you don't need one right now, but if you have a bathrobe belt or some kind of a belt, you can bring tomorrow. Okay. Notice if your knee is bent, and if your knee is bent on the right leg, lower that leg a little so you can work toward a straight leg. It doesn't have to be so high. Beautiful, like that. And now take the belt into your right hand. Left arm out, take both sides of the belt. Left arm out to the side, and take your right leg out to the right. Stay anchored in your left hip. So take the right leg out to the right. And if your left hip comes up, you've gone a little too far. Active on the left side of your body, extending out through the right heel. Wait for an inhaling breath. Come on back up. And take both sides of the belt into your left hand. This is a lying down twist. Take your right arm out to the side. And bring your leg all the way over to the left, coming up onto your hip. Yeah, come all the way up onto your hip. Yeah, beautiful. Both shoulders are on the ground. Head is in neutral. And just go where you can go easily. If there's any distress in your body anywhere, then just back off. Listen to your body. Sensations are the language that our bodies speak, the way they speak to us. Very nice. Bring your leg back up. And bend your knee, remove your belt, lengthen that leg on your mat, and take a moment or two, a breath or two, in relaxation pose. And now bring your knees up once again with both feet on the ground. And let's do the second side. So bring your left knee in, interlace around your shin, draw that knee in close. And then put your belt around your left foot. And take your left leg up. Lengthen your right leg on your mat. And check and see if your knee is bent. If there's a big bend in your knee, lower your leg a little bit. Work toward a straight leg. Yes, like that. And take the belt into your left hand, both ends of the belt, right arm out to the side. Take your leg out to the left. Check in with your right hip, right active leg. Inhale, come on back up. And now let's do the lying down twist on this side. So take your belt into your right hand, left arm out to the side. Bring your leg all the way over to the right, coming up onto your hip, just like that. Both shoulders on the ground, head is in neutral. By neutral, I mean, can tuck your chin a little, and if your eyes are open, you would be gazing upward. Your eyes can be closed. One of the reasons I guide you so you don't have to look at me is so that you can drop into an inner mind space. You can do everything with your eyes closed. Inhale, come on back up. And bend your knee, remove your belt, lengthen that leg on your mat. And the breath. And interlace your fingers, bring your hands together, interlace, and bring your interlaced hands underneath your head. Now, if your shoulders aren't happy here, then take your arms out to the sides. Only if you can do this with ease. Okay, elbows out to the sides. And now turn your head to the right, just your head. Let's be here for a few breaths. Come on back and turn your head to the left. And return to center and change the interlace without necessarily looking at it. Just see if you can feel around and change that interlace. And now once again, turn your head to the right. Notice how this opens up the left side of your neck. And coming back to center, turn your head in the other direction. And back to center. And if it's comfortable, keep your arms there, hands there for the next pose that we're going to do. It's a twist, and then we'll transition. So bring your knees up, feet on the ground. And if there's any distress, again, take your arms out to the sides. Okay, separate your feet about the width of your yoga mat. And let your knees drop over to one side. Both knees go in the same direction, just like that. Let's just do that much today. And bring your knees back up, feet about the width of your yoga mat. Let your knees drop over to the other side. Come on back up to center. And now roll over to one side, curl up for just a moment. And come around onto your hands and knees into the table position. Knees are about hip width, palms on the floor. And I'm looking around, everybody is doing it. And if for any reason you can't do any of, you know, what a pose that I'm guiding you in, you can talk to me after, or if I see it, I'll guide you into another way of doing it. So make sure your wrists are okay. And let's do a few rounds of cat and cow. Exhale into the cat, rounding up, tuck your chin. Inhale, arching up, lift your sitting bones, open your heart. Exhale, a few rounds just like that. Your breath might be the opposite of what I just guided. So that's so for you. You can put a little wiggle into this movement, making sure that you touch each one of your vertebra with some movement, with some breath. We all have those places in our spine that need some attention. And when you're ready to transition, go back into child's pose. Separate your knees, bring your toes together. Take your heels back, your hips back to your heels. Forehead comes to the ground, or you can make a pillow with your forearms. Just let your arms go where they go naturally. Come on back up into table and come around to a seated pose. Sitting on your mat, you can sit on a cushion, a bolster, or you can sit on your mat. Come into easy sitting pose with the right leg in front. In yoga, the Sanskrit name is Sukhasana. So when you're in your sitting upright position, take a breath. And I'm not going to use left and right. So you choose, take one hand across to the opposite knee, other hand behind you. We're doing a twist. Other hand behind you and twist in the direction you're going. Just like that. Simple seated twist. To bring breath awareness to the twist, inhale your spine straight. Exhale, go a little deeper into the twist. Exhale, come on back. Back to center. Take your other hand across to the opposite knee, other hand behind, twist in this direction. And on this side now, bring awareness into your belly, little wiggle in your belly. The belly is the foundation of the twist happening in your body. Engage your belly a little deeper into the twist with each exhaling breath. Exhale, come on back. And I didn't say this, but if your knees are not happy in this sitting cross-legged, if you have an issue with your knee or your hip, you can always do this pose with one leg extended out. So listen to your body, and there's other ways to do every single pose. So now, with legs the same way, right leg in front, drop your chin down into your chest and just let your whole body curl forward. Let gravity take you down until your body in some way will say, that's enough. Pressing yourself up, come on back up. And just take a moment. Forward bends often. They're deepening poses, going inward poses. So now change the interlace of your legs. Again, make sure your knees are okay. And let's do the twist with the legs like this. One hand across to the opposite knee, other hand behind. Twist in this direction. Remember, get the belly involved. And when you're here in this direction, take both of your shoulders back. And see if there's any distress in your neck. If there is, bring your head back. Let the twist happen in your body. Both sitting bones on the ground. Wait for the exhale, come on back. Back to center. Other hand across to the opposite knee. Work your belly a little. Twist in this direction. Come on back to center. And just let your chin drop down slowly. Curl yourself down. Come on back up. And just take a moment, a breath. And in your own way, in your own time now, untangle your legs and take your legs out into a nice wide V. You don't have to go as wide as you can go. You can come in a little. Bend your legs into a V. And let's take a moment to come into this position. So bring yourself to the forward edge of your sitting bones and make your legs active, meaning extend out through your heels, flex your feet, point your toes back towards your face, toward a straight leg, just wherever you are with this. And a breath. Okay, I'm going back to right and left. So take your right hand, Walk your right hand down your right leg toward your right foot. Left hand is on your hip. Right hand is moving toward your foot or your ankle, your shin or your knee. And this is a twist. Incline your heart now up towards the sky. You're twisting to the left, just like that. Bring your awareness to your right shoulder blade. Just a little movement, bringing that right shoulder blade into your body. Beautiful. And come on back up to center. And let's go to the second side. So right hand is on your hip. Left hand walks down your left leg. And wherever you can reach, your foot, your ankle, calf, knee. Turn your body into a twist in this direction. Turn your body. Turn your body. Up toward the sun, the sky. And come on back up. And drop your chin into your chest. Let your body curl forward. You might only go an inch or two. You might go a little deeper. Just see what's happening right now for you. Come on back up. And we've been in this position a few moments. So take your fingers and bring them underneath your knees. Just a little massage to those muscles behind your knees. And then bring your knees up. And bring your feet together into butterfly pose or Baddha Konasana. Soles of your feet come together, knees out to the side. And just take a few moments here, a breath or two. And your hands can be wherever they are. Just notice where they are. And one last time, drop your chin, curl forward. And slowly now, come on back up. Bring your hands to your outer knees, bring your knees together. And just find your way to lie back down onto your mat. So with your knees up, feet on the ground, bring your hands to your belly, just like when we started. Take a breath here. And now take your arms out to the sides. Bring your knees together, your feet together. Bring your awareness to your right leg, your right foot. Lift your right leg, but keep your knees together. So the knees stay together, your leg comes up at an angle, just like that. Work with straightening your leg, flex your foot, a strong flex in your foot, extending out through your heel, like that, keeping your knees together. And now bring your leg up just a little bit higher. The knees separate like that. And And slowly lower that leg to the ground. And bend that knee again with your foot on the ground so both knees are bent. Bring awareness to your left foot, left leg, and lift your left leg with your knees together. Make that leg straight, flex your foot, relax your back, your shoulders, relax the muscles in your face. And bring that leg up a little higher. Take a breath or two here. And slowly lower that leg to the ground. And lengthen the other leg. Take a moment in Shavasana. So we're not quite ready to end yet. I just want you to know that I'm going to end about 5 to 7 minutes early so that you have time to make it to the next sit. So bring your knees up once again, feet on the ground, and take your arms out to the sides. Take a breath. And now let's do the same twist we did earlier. So separate your feet. I'm going to add something to it. Separate your feet about the width of your yoga mat. Drop your knees. Let's go to the right. Drop your knees to the right. Both knees go to the right, just like we did before. And you can be in this pose. It's a beautiful twist. If you'd like to add something to it, bring your awareness down to your right foot. You can lift your right foot and place your right outer ankle on top of your left knee, like that. That just adds a little weight to the pose. Both shoulders on the ground. And notice, what is your body saying right now? Sensations. Exhale, come on back up. And separate your feet about the width of your yoga mat, then the knees drop over to the left. And you can stay in this wonderful twist. Or you can bring your left outer ankle up to your right knee. Come on back up. With your feet on the ground and your knees up. A breath, a moment. Now bring your right outer ankle to your left knee once again. Right outer ankle to your left knee. And bring the left knee in towards your body. Reach through and take hold of your thigh, your left thigh. You can pull that knee in, interlace behind your thigh if you can reach like that. Yeah. And then straighten your left leg. Beautiful. Like that. And if you feel steady, you can take your arms out to the sides. And bend your knee, untangle from the pose. Come on back with your feet on the ground and your knees up. Pause. And now bring your left outer ankle to your right knee. I sometimes call this pose the upside down pigeon. Bring your right knee in, reach through, interlace behind your thigh. Draw the knee in close. This is a hip, can be, or is a hip opening pose. So what's happening in this hip on this side? And straighten your leg. Still holding on, clasp behind your thigh. And if there's steadiness, take your arms out to the sides. Exhale and release. Come on back. With your feet on the ground and your knees up, bring your hands to your belly once again. Remember your intention, connect with your breath. And let's close our practice today with the therapeutic bridge pose. So bring your arms in close to your body. Bend at the elbows so your palms face each other. So in this pose, the upper arm bones are part of the foundation. So connect those upper arm bones with a little press. Walk your feet in toward your buttocks. And when you're ready to come up into the pose, nice and easy, move your knees forward. Hips come right up. Beautiful. Ideally, you'd like your knees and ankles to be in a straight line. Draw your sacrum up. Draw your heart center up towards your chin. Nice and easy. Feet are pressing. Knees are moving forward. Back bends. This is a back bend. Back bends are heart opening poses. Easy breath. And when you're ready to come down, exhale, release. And when your back has completely returned to the ground, lengthen one leg, lengthen the other leg, unless you'd like to keep your knees bent. And your hands can go where you'd like them to be, but put them someplace intentional. Go on your belly, a few inches from your body. A few moments to rest, receive. Take a breath. And in your own time, when you're ready to move, roll over to one side. Bring your knees up, roll over. And come on up to a seated position. And let's together chant or say, Om. Namaste.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.